This is a podcast from the BBC.
Good show today, Chris.
Very, very good, yes.
So another listener found out the story of their conception from their mum on Where Do You Think They Were? If you want to be part of this, by the way, I do need to speak to your parents and you. It's horrible to hear what went on, but it happened, it's natural, and you do get an epic birthday shout-out in return. So, if it's your birthday soon, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put a number on there, we might call you back if you want to be on Where Do You Think They Were. It's worth it. A few minutes of awkwardness, finding out where you were conceived, and then an epic birthday shout-out from all the Radio 1 DJs and some of your favourite stars.
I mean, I would say it's fun for us to all listen to. Which is true. But saying that, Scott, do you know what? Someone might be listening right now who's got a friend's birthday next week or a family member's birthday next week, and we can get in touch with them as well. I'm just very keen that we do this more often.
Absolutely. Get in touch with us by email. I'm probably going to win the week on bangers. I'm feeling pretty confident about it. You'll hear it on the podcast. And can I make worldwide megastar Jason Derulo sing better? Do you think he took this well?
I thought he hated me when I was trying to tell him that you could genuinely make him a bit better, but he loved you by the end of it.
You'll hear it all in the next half hour. The podcast starts now. It's going to be a good one today because at 1:40, I'm going to teach Jason Derulo how to sing better. Yeah, whatever, he sold 30 million records. You can always be better, you know? And I've got a unique way as a vocal coach to the stars, of getting more out of them, more emotion, more feeling for the lyrics.
You'll always be able to get more out of them because you're using their own lyrics against them. It's getting them to think about their own lyrics to give them more meaning, more feeling, and that's what you're very good at, Scott.
So Jason will be on with us at 1:40 this afternoon. Looking forward to that. We've done it in the past with like George Ezra, Hannah from London Grammar, The Script, but I think this is probably in terms of like worldwide megastar, like the biggest one we've had. Mm. So that's at 1:40. And at 3:10, in return for an epic birthday shout-out on Radio 1, another listener will find out where and when they were conceived by one of their parents, who'll be telling them on the radio. But you do get a shout-out, like a really big one.
Yeah, look, the reward is good. It's a brutal game, though. This is the one that, when I'm in the pub, this is the one that people talk about.
Because no one really wants to know. I mean, obviously, we know that it happened, but no one really wants to know the details of where and when your parents made you.
No, of course you don't. But every time we've done this so far, it's been cringe, but it's been funny. The last one with Jack Whitehall and his dad was amazing.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Emma and Ashley and their miniature sausage dog, Nugget. On the way to Filey from Barnsley for fish and chips and seaside donuts.
That sounds lush.
I really miss donuts. I mean, I could have one, but I'm just trying not to.
Yeah, I know you're trying not to. You have been licking them, though, haven't you?
Why would you say that on the radio?
It's just your thing. You lick a donut, you lick a chip. You're a licker.
I mean, yeah, I have lost weight, but I think, like, you can get all, not all, but a lot of the enjoyment of a donut or a crisp without actually consuming it.
Yeah, or you give it a sniff and eat a rice cake, that sort of thing.
Right, that's where I'm at right now. I can't believe you've seen me licking a donut.
Yeah, man.
Scott Mills.
Jason Derulo's with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Amazing, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, we've done this before, Chris, haven't we? And some artists love it because they feel like, you know, they've learned something. Some people, like, not so much. But I just want to tell you, Jason Derulo, before we start, I think you are a brilliant singer.
Thank you very much.
Like, one of the best.
Thank you.
But, however, I always think there's room for, like,
improvement.
Well, with some people, you know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Scott. Like, do enough people tell you enough, Jason, how good a singer you are?
Okay.
Like, what I mean is, like, Scott isn't going to improve your voice dramatically, but he might just be able to get ever so slightly more out of you.
It's more of like I'm getting more from the song.
So, would you consider yourself a vocal coach?
That's exactly what I am, a psychiatrist. That's exactly a vocal psychiatrist. I like that. that's me. How many times, ballpark figure, do you reckon you have performed "Talk Dirty to Me"?
Probably 700,000. Yes, about 700,000.
So I know that you'll know the words, but
good first step, right?
Right, yeah. But I'm just going to get a bit more feeling from you. So, I mean, do you feel ready to sing now?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
think I'm ready. Yeah. Oh, a little reverb.
There you go. There was a technique that we saw where if you ask questions relating to the lyrics in someone's song, it will help you imagine the situation so you can give it even more feeling. I think that's what Scott is going to try and achieve right now.
Okay.
Might work, might not.
So I'm just going to kind of like give you instructions and then you'll be able to sing back to me the lyrics that you already know. But
okay,
I think we'll get more feeling from it. Okay, so let's give this a go. Here we go. What's your name? Who are you?
I'm that flight that you get on.
Europe?
International.
Okay, economy?
First class seat on my lap, girl.
I'm not loving your lap.
I'm riding comfortable.
And what do you know?
I know what the girl didn't need.
Where?
New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stamps on my passport.
That makes it invalid.
You make it hard to live. I've been around the world, don't.
And my bum?
Explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
I didn't quite catch that. What did you say again?
Talk dirty to me.
Sorry, one more.
Talk dirty to me.
Yeah. Again?
Talk dirty to me.
Say again?
Yeah.
Jazzy on. I think we're done. Do you like that?
That
you
was
know
good.
What? Wow.
Right. You feel it, yeah?
Wow.
When someone's like, when a vocal psychiatrist is giving you the instructions, makes it up. It just changes the whole thing.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Are you available tomorrow? I got a show tomorrow.
I'm ready for the next tour.
Yeah, please. I mean, I even noticed that I'm speaking different. Like, there's a much more like swag and like, confidence.
You're the biggest star we've done that with yet. Yeah, it went really well. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Good to see you, Jason.
Likewise.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Good afternoon to Lucy, who says, please do the vocal coach thing more often. We've done it a few times in the past. Her favourite bit was, I've got lipstick stamps on my passport. And I'm like, well, that makes it invalid. Which it does, of course.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Noski in Bristol says, talking of things we haven't done for a while, can we have a Ho game back soon? Haven't done that for a while. Anything else you want us to return to, by the way, at any point, just let us know. 81199. Open to all the ideas. Do you remember the Sack of Shame?
No.
Yeah, it was like a talking speaker in your...
I do remember the Sack of Shame, yeah. I had to wear it plenty of times.
In a rucksack.
Yeah.
And it just said inappropriate things.
But it was great because you could... How did we do it? We connected to the speaker, then you'd write whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it would be really embarrassing stuff for me in the lift.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not saying it, but it was clearly coming from my bag.
Yeah, and it's awkward. That was a good one, actually. And we didn't do it that much. Some people are saying, can we have Good News Jamie back on? Absolutely. James the PI. Yeah, he's on a break, but he'll be back.
We should get him back.
Definitely. So many people saying innuendo bingo. We've got some plans, don't worry.
Scott Mills.
Chris, you've got some map news for us.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm trying to get this this completely right, but from my understanding, people of the Shetland Islands are getting very, very annoyed about Shetland being on in like a little box on any map that you see.
Yeah, see, I hadn't noticed it until I saw this earlier, but Shetland Islands, they do get put in a box on quite a lot of the UK maps.
Yeah.
Why is that? I've never even questioned
it. What it is it's so that they haven't got to zoom so far out when they print a map, so that a lot of the map is sea. So often what's happening is Shetland's just getting put in a box next door, right, almost. And yeah, I can kind of see why if you notice it once or twice and then it happens all the time, that's going to get well annoying.
But is Shetland allowed to be put in a box anymore? I think that's what's happening.
Well, that's what we're saying. We're saying...
Because I'd be annoyed if I was in a box.
Don't put Shetland in a box.
Nobody puts Shetland in a box. Let us know if you're actually listening there right now and you're pleased to not be in a box for the first time in your life, because I think they're banning it.
Is it the breaking out of the box
breaking
now?
Out
yeah,
the box.
I think it's not allowed anymore.
Welcome, Shetland. None of us have got a box now. It was only you before.
Scott Mills.
Debbie, are you in Shetland?
I am in Shetland, yeah.
You're not in a box anymore.
No, yay!
I love how buzzing you are. Did it really, really annoy you?
It's really annoying. Nobody knows where we are. We're so far away.
Yeah, because you're just on all these maps, just a box on the side. Rubbish.
Yeah, rubbish.
Well, now you're not. There's loads of other people saying, yes, we hate being in a box. We wouldn't put you in a box. True, we are not in a box anymore. Katie, no. Katie says on US maps, Hawaii and Alaska are also in boxes. I'd be fuming.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Right, so Hello. You are 21 and you're a young farmer.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and today you're chopping maize in a field.
Yeah, in Market Drayton.
Amazing.
Goals.
Maize.
Maize.
Maize, Theresa Maize.
Newsbeat. Okay, Chris, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Well, it's got a good name, but it's picks aren't that great, but...
Who?
Me? Chris? Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
It's got a good name. Yeah, you've got the same name. Yeah.
All right.
It's called bangers, but you kind of pick tappers, not really bangers.
Oh, right. Okay.
He's an owl.
Right, so here's my one. You can choose this, if you please. That's a good noise.
That was the best noise ever.
This is Jay-Z, Izzo.
Yeah, good song. My next one hasn't been on Radio 1 for so long.
God, you've got all the sass, Chris. Maze.
I really worry he's going to... You're either going to really like this or you're never going to have heard of this and you're going to sass me. But my banger choice is this. It's 5 o'clock
in the morning. Oh, wow.
I hadn't heard this for ages. And then heard Lily Allen talking to Grimmie. I was like, what was that song she used to do with that auto-tuned god, T-Pain? I remembered it's this.
I was in the car with you when we were listening. Thanks,
what was
thanks
that
for remembering.
Game you used to play? Was it
Hey? This is 5 o'clock, feet, Wiz Khalifa and Lily Allen, but this is T-Pain. You ain't gotta remind me. She
already said if I don't come on time, she... I can't hear the auto-tune.
You never can you?
Okay, what are you going to go for?
Well, it's not really a difficult choice, is it?
I don't know.
I think he's going to go for Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world. One. Unexpected fluids.
This is Riyadh and Alex, and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh my God, I am terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah mate, and folds up on everybody.
It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere, and usually does.
Would you have sex in a port-a-loo though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sounds or wherever you found this podcast.
A lot of people really, really wanted to hear your choice because, like you, they'd not heard it for so long.
Yeah, a bit random. But yeah, it's nice to do that occasionally, isn't it?
This just goes on and on and on, says Sarah in Bristol. Thanks. I mean, it is quite repetitive, but I just thought I'd put it out there.
That's not 3-0 to Scott, is it? Is it 3-0? Is it? No way.
Yeah.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
And it's Thursday, so that's it. I've won.
Nah.
Thanks to Chris there. Chopping his maize.
Maize.
Scott Mills.
Last week, we had a celebrity version of Where Do You Think They Were, where you have to sit there and listen to one of your parents telling you the exact detail of when and where they made you. Last week, it was Jack Whitehall's dad, Michael, and Jack sat there and just had to listen.
I noticed that my wife Hillary's dress had started to sort of cling to her because of the heat, you know, and it was getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And we got back to the front door of the house, and then Hillary leant against the door and sort of bent down to press the doorbell because we'd left someone else in the house.
Okay.
And I looked at her and I thought... Well, anyway, I just thought a few things. And then we got in and then we went upstairs and we had this beautiful bedroom on the top floor of the house looking over the square. Mm. And you know, we got into bed, and then the thunder started.
And it continued, and got worse, actually. If you want to be on this game, if you've got a birthday coming up soon, you will have to listen to one of your parents or both of them describing the actual moment, but in return, you'll get an epic birthday shout-out. 81199, if you want to be involved. It's uncomfortable, but we do get you a brilliant, brilliant shout-out. It's like the best birthday present ever.
Scott Mills.
It's time for another edition of Where Do You Think They Were? Where you have to listen to one or both of your parents telling you how, where, and why you were made. Well, not why, but how, where you were made.
The why is quite good as well. Sometimes these things are reasoned out like that. But you know what? It's not all bad. In exchange, you get an amazing birthday shout-out, like the best birthday shout-out ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this will make your birthday, but you do have to work for it. Hello, Becca.
Hi.
How are you?
Nervous.
Yeah. So when's your birthday?
It's Sunday.
Okay, well, I can't say happy birthday at the moment, but how old will you be?
18.
Oh, God, really old.
This is fascinating then. So you're a millennium baby?
Mm. Yep.
Ooh. Okay, so who are we going to hear from today? Is it your mum?
Yeah, it's my mum.
And what's her name?
Hayley.
Do you and mum have kind of like quite frank conversations? Are you one of those families that talk about snacks, or is it just off limits and never gets talked about?
Sometimes I like to gross her out, but the majority of the time I keep it closed.
How do you gross her out?
Well, sometimes I have to speak to her about stuff. I need advice, but she don't like it.
It's always tricky having to go for the advice. Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the story of where you were made?
No.
Never asked, never wanted to know, no?
No.
Nah. Why have you agreed to do this, by the way?
The shout-out.
Yeah, I mean, the shout-outs are good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, but you've got to hear the story first of where you conceived.
Yay.
Okay, I was just sitting down, and I'm going to get your mum on the other line, and then we'll get through this as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Becca. Love you. Wait there.
Scott Mills.
We're with Becca. Hey, Becca.
Hi.
Okay, it's the moment of truth, the moment you've been waiting for. Some of the stuff you're about to hear might be a bit uncomfortable, okay?
Okay.
You don't know anything about this, do you?
No, absolutely nothing.
Okay. Well, that's about to change as we speak to your mum, Hayley. Hello, Hayley.
Hello.
Thanks so much for doing this.
Oh, no, I can't wait.
Amazing. This is great. Well, this is a great start already, though,
okay,
Scott.
Should I cue the music, Chris?
Yeah, let's cue the sexy music.
All right, Mum, if you would like to take us and your daughter, Becca, through the entire story of how it happened.
Well, it was Millennium New Year's Eve.
Oh, so it's New Year's Eve, what, 99?
That's right, yeah.
Did you know that, Becca?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of excitement in the air.
Yeah, my grandma had arranged a big party at her house. We went down there, me and her dad, we were only 18 at the time as well. And we'd had a couple of drinks, and I'd had this bright idea that to see in the new year, I wanted to be doing the deed as the clock strike.
Becca, are you okay?
No.
What a wonderful idea that to see in a new millennium that you'd...
With a bang.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So this was a sort of pre-planned idea of yours then?
I mean, pre-planned 10 minutes previously. We snuck upstairs at about 11:45, I think it was.
Oh, what room are you going in?
We went in my grandma's bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
This is not good.
So just set the scene a little bit more. So everyone was downstairs at this house. It was 11:45, so the music must have been going. Yep.
Yeah.
There's sort of the noise of everyone having a few drinks and the occasional laughter.
My grandma, my granddad, my dad's downstairs.
Yeah. Everyone's panicking about the millennium bug.
Everyone's wondering what's going to happen. Uh-oh. Robbie Williams is on your... your CD player.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we sneaked into a room and got to it.
This is not okay, by the way, the grandma's bedroom.
I know.
Becca, that's not okay.
No, it's not. It's really not.
I take it by now there's about 10 minutes to go before the clock strikes 12. So
yeah, there's not long at all. Unfortunately, we mistimed it and ended up finishing well before 12.
It is very tricky to time New Year's Eve, actually, isn't it? Very, very tricky. We've both been in this situation, Scott, when DJing New Year's Eve, slightly different situation, I should point out. But what I mean is, like, you're having to play in the bongs at a very precise time.
It's very hard to get it dead on and precise, you know?
And sometimes you will fire off the bongs early, won't you, Scott? And sometimes you've been in a situation where you've actually fired the bongs off late.
I have.
And a lot of people were disappointed in
by
that
about
scenario.
2 minutes. Yeah, it was 2 minutes late. I got the time was all wrong.
So anyway, you were trying to sort of back time New Year's Eve, for want of a better phrase, and he's fired off the bongs
too early.
Too early.
Yeah.
Which did end up being quite lucky, because about 3 seconds after that, we heard my name being called.
Who's calling you?
My grandma. So she wanted me to come outside for the fireworks.
Right.
And we were scrabbling around trying to get dressed and sort ourselves out, and managed to sort of be coming out of her bedroom just as she got to the top of the stairs.
All flustered.
And the first thing Becky's dad said was, oh, Hayley didn't feel well, we've been in the bathroom, but she saw us coming out of her bedroom.
She knew what was going on.
I hope not. But, so we went down to watch fireworks.
Becca, how do you feel?
I have no words. That's awful.
So it was 5 to 12 when you were interrupted by the grandma. So you've both gone downstairs at that point. You've mistimed New Year's Eve. And then I suppose it was straight into Auld Lang Syne, wasn't it?
Holding the family's hand.
Oh, God! Mom! Did you manage to time the fireworks right out of interest?
I wasn't involved in the fireworks.
All right. Hey, Becca.
Yeah.
It's over now.
Finally.
From now on, every New Year's Eve, you can think about this.
Oh, I might be planning my New Year's Eve earlier as well, what I wanted to do, but.
Maybe a night in now.
Yeah.
Well, as that clock strikes midnight, just think about it. Every New Year's Eve from now on.
You'll never look at Big Ben the same way again.
Your mum really did party like it was 1999 that night. Yes. Becca, how are you feeling now?
Queasy. My stomach's churning.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I'm going to play a song and then I've got your epic birthday shout out, okay?
Okay.
Things will get better from here, I promise.
Scott Mills.
Becca.
Hi.
And Mum Hayley, hello.
Hello.
Hayley's just gone into incredible detail about Becca and how she was made on New Year's Eve 1999.
Hayley, do you always enjoy New Year's Eve now?
Yeah, I haven't celebrated it that way again.
No. Okay.
No. But yeah, it's fun. I'll never forget that night.
No. And neither now will Becca every New Year's Eve. She'll just be thinking about her grand's bedroom there and you in it. Sorry to bring it up again, Becca.
Oh.
Are you ready for your epic birthday shout-out?
Definitely.
You deserve it. Here it is.
Matt Edmondson here. Happy birthday. My goodness me, your parents really did party like it was 1999. A night to remember. I mean, normally people don't remember New Year's Eve, but this one has gone down in history because of you. It's a lovely story. You're in the world. It's a happy birthday.
Hey there, it's Jason Derulo. I'm so sorry to hear what happened to you. But listen, happy birthday.
Hello, it's Maya Jama here. I hope you're good. That was quite a story. But don't forget, it is all natural. We are all made somehow. Anyway, look, happy birthday and have a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant one. I hope you enjoy everything. Everyone's super nice to you and kisses you and hugs you and gives you all the cake in the world. Love ya. Bye.
It's nice hearing the fireworks with that, wouldn't you say, Becca?
Wow.
Becca, Jason Derulo was in there.
Oh, my gosh, I'm shocked. Wow. Jason Derulo, though.
I know, right?
Becca, what? Yeah, how are you feeling?
Just shocked and speechless. Thank you.
No worries. Oh, I'm. Wow.
Oh, it's all worth it,
right,
isn't it?
It's worth hearing the story about your great grandma's bedroom. You get a message from all your favourite Radio 1 DJs. Jason Derulo pops up. It's mad.
That was amazing.
See, I've taken you from feeling quite queasy to elated and happy within seconds.
It's quite a feeling.
Right, listen. Thanks so much to both of you, Becca and Mum Hayley, for being on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
on another incredible edition of Where Do You Think They Were?
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, this is Natalie.
Hey, Natalie, how can I help?
So I just wanted to let you know that you are actually a local hero here.
Where's here?
Southampton.
Who says?
My daughter came home with a piece of homework, which says that she needs to find out some facts about a local hero. Among them were a few you might remember, Florence Nightingale. We've got Lord Nelson. And then there comes up with your name as well.
Yeah. What,
Scott Mills.
I like that, some of the ones you might remember. The old lads, eh, Scott?
Horatio
Nelson. The old class.
Who else is on there?
Jane Austen, Charles Dickens.
Dickens! Actual Dickens.
So hang on. So the school is saying that Scott qualifies as a local hero to the same extent as Dickens.
Correct.
Wow.
That's mad.
This is an amazing opportunity now. You can class yourself as a local hero.
Yeah, you're a local hero, baby.
But your daughter, what's her name?
Grace.
Grace, she's chosen me to write about, has she?
Yeah, to be the hero. Well, that's, we listen to Radio amazing. 1 all the time, so she knows your voice.
Yeah.
But has she done that just because Scott is... You know, like, Dickens isn't on the radio at the moment, is he? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure your daughter's very knowledgeable, but she probably hasn't heard of Horatio Nelson, has she?
Yeah, they did do a topic on that.
Oh, but she still chose me?
Yeah.
Wow, this is amazing. I didn't even know this.
So Grace has a message for you, actually, she would like to for you to listen to.
Oh, yeah, you've sent this in to us.
Hi, Scott. I'd like to ask you, if you were a superhero, what would you be your superhero name and what would your superpower be?
Oh, how old's Grace?
She's 7.
And is the answer for this going in the homework?
It definitely will, yes.
Right.
She's doing about superheroes and villains at the moment.
Oh, it's a tricky question, that one, Scott. Also, like, she can ask more questions. If you want, you can get in touch with me and ask me anything. Salary related.
You should do this on the Friday Extra podcast.
Yeah. I can answer all the questions that you really would like to know. Because it'd be good that she's really informed for the homework, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, just a couple of facts probably isn't enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, exes, anything.
She doesn't need to know that.
She's 7.
Yeah, superhero name and superhero power, though, I'm going to leave to our audience. 81199, please.
Sounds great.
And we'll be back in touch, and Grace can ask some questions to Chris on our extra podcast, all right?
Perfect.
And remember, Natalie.
Local.
Hero, baby. Yeah. I can be local.
Scott Mills.
Someone suggests my superpower name would be the procrastinator. And my superpower hero, kind of like things I can do. I don't know. I'll think of it later.
What about the Who Man? A few people saying that. Like Matt from Hinckley. Have the power to recall extremely outdated things.
Yep, okay, fine. Superhero name, fake tan man, able to instantly tan anyone at the flick of a finger. Pow, bronzed, pow.
Good idea. What about this one, the custard cruncher?
I got called that. Why did I get called that earlier in the week?
I don't remember. But I think we were worried it was ruder than it is.
Oh, I've got it here, the clip.
Can't believe you gave in, you big, soppy custard cruncher. You should be suspended.
Yeah, that was when people people were lightly trolling me.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Right, on Monday, we want to do more weekend blowouts. We did this previous Monday. If you have a petty argument with your partner over the weekend, get in touch with us. Either email us at the time, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or get in touch with us on Monday. Any petty arguments you have. Last Monday, Adam did have a 12-inch beard until this happened.
Right. Every morning, my daily routine is to get up, shower, get out, put some beard balm in so I don't look like a caveman. And then after about 10, 15 minutes, I thought, what's this smell? My beard started coming away in my hands. Basically, she'd removed my beard balm and replaced it with her removal cream.
No!
I would pull the chunks of hair out of my face. The bits of bald from the top of my head were shining through my face.
Let it all out, go on.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I was going through the phone book trying to find solicitors to possibly divorce her. I didn't know what to do.
How did it make you feel?
Like shaving her hair off. That's what I wanted to do, shave her hair off. That's what came through my mind at that exact moment.
Right, when did you last talk to her?
Friday dinner time.
Going to talk to her soon?
Maybe today, I'm not too sure. Anyway, I feel better now for letting it out on Radio 1.
That was Adam. That is so harsh of her. I know a couple who fell out the other day because one of them didn't give the dog the right day's food because they're all labelled in the fridge.
Yeah, this is what I mean. These are the petty arguments that you have when you're in a couple.
And they always happen. They generally happen at weekends because you're spending more time together. So we'll do these on Monday. If you do have a petty one over the weekend, get in touch with us. We'll make you feel so much better.
Scott Mills.
Anything you want to talk about from today's podcast, let us know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and make sure you rate and subscribe us while you're at it. Thanks. Scott Mills.